I'm learning. Think about guys, eh?
Dang, they don't even know about it.
Period.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Tag the Podcast.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. And today we have some really exciting guests.
Special guests.
Yeah, they have their own podcast. So this is kind of like a collaboration. I almost could not see that
crossover.
Word.
Yeah. It's cute crossover.
So we have
Brain Drain team.
Half of them.
Y'all say hi.
Yeah. So we have Ohai and we have Toby Raffle. So yeah. Hi guys.
Hello guys.
I already hate this episode.
Bruh, I don't even I can't.
All I said was my name, bro. Like,
sorry.
Okay,
you guys can introduce yourself and say whatever you want at this point. You know, this is your time to talk.
I've said my name. Like, my name's Ohai or Oaks or MD. Depends on the day.
Okay.
Today I'm Oaks.
Yo, my name is Toby. I'm Ohai's personal hype man. You know, like, that's...
Aww.
Yo, if you guys are looking for a shit.
Not you trying to advertise on this pod, I beg.
I'm finished.
So finished.
Anyway, that was kind of cute. He said he was his hype man. So that kind of goes with what we're going to talk about today. We'll talk about bro code. If you guys even adhere to bro code, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, but then I realized like it won't be appropriate.
Okay. Just say
hope you know what type of podcast you're on. You can say anything here.
That exactly.
I would say like bros over.
Bros over hoes. That's what you want to say.
Bros over hoes. That's what you're shaking.
Can you imagine?
So that means you like what does bro code mean to you then? If you say bros over hoes.
My brothers are like so important to me, like. I always pick them over anybody, so yeah.
Mm. So you can't fight over
this,
like
Ohai talking.
This is Ohai talking. Sure. Okay. Toby.
Okay. Yo, Ohai. It's a weird one, you know. I think there's certain situations though where it might be. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because it depends on you are involved with that babe. Because I know babes.
Yeah.
If you yarn my bro before that's it. That's over. You feel me?
No, bro. Like to me, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was like. There's every guy has that babe that like bro. If your guy gets with her, like bro,
what makes her like that? Like, does it depend on if you like her or like?
I'm saying it depends on like.
I've got a theory.
How close you are to the babe.
If I can see.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think there's different levels to relationships with babes. You know.
Like, facts.
Allow me.
Yeah.
Period.
There's that babe you've met. Just on here, let's catch a vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm saying, I'm speaking from other people that you just met. Doesn't mean anything like that. Your guy will be like, Baba, I go for it. Then this next level, you're getting to, you and your guy said, okay, I'll free that. And then this third level, which is love.
Love? Now, wow, we jumped real fast, people.
No, to be fast. You know, to me, the only facts, but like for me, Sha, the babe that like if one of my guys get with, I'll vex. She was never even my girlfriend or anything. Like, bro, to me, you know that babe I showed you Godive.
Not Godive. Oh my god.
No. To me, remember that babe I showed you.
I know the babe, bro. I know the babe.
Yeah, that one.
What makes her so special? Because she was not your babe.
Exactly, because you said she was my babe.
But like the babe, she rocked my world. Like,
hi.
So that means Toby can literally never go to that babe. Like she's off limits.
Yeah. Bro, if he does.
But what if like she's Toby's soulmate? Eh? Like you actually can't stand.
Nah, man, it's not like that.
Yeah. Familiar, if Demi got with your go with one of your spices or whatever you call it, how would you feel?
Do you know the funny thing? We actually spoke about this very randomly, like a couple of days, very randomly.
Literally.
And go on, answer.
It was a pair of like, to be fair, unless we state the guy that is off limits, every other guy is kind of like
everybody's fair game. Everyone's fair game.
Like for me, there's only one guy she can't get with.
And me too, there's only one guy.
Exactly. Everybody else.
Yeah, you can literally have anybody else. I did mine in two ways. Like, so there's like only really two people who I said were off limits. One was because like I don't want to say I hate anybody, but like fuck him.
She doesn't like the guy.
It's fuck him. Yeah. So if I'm letting guests with him, then it's fuck her too, because what the fuck? Like she knows like
but
him.
I don't understand that. Like but to me, Sha, if you don't like the guy,
because also that one also has
no. Like, it's bad.
It was like timing as well. Like we were kind of together for a while, and then the way it ended was like terrible.
If she now
goes somehow. To get with him, guys, when she I saw think, me think, going through that pain, like somehow now.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Sorry, like a time limit. So if a certain amount of time goes by, like deep in here, if Oaks had like was in love with and all of that, and then they break up, it's been 5 years. Me, I'm out there still.
Oh, yeah, 5 years is long now.
Oaks are gone. Oaks, I'm telling you, see, for other dudes, like guys, some girls here. There's some girls like if my guy asks me like in 1 week, I go with her. I say cheers, man. Good luck with that. I won't tell him what she likes. Oh, you understand? God. But like there's one I told you this particular being.
So till the end of time,
till the end of time.
I can't lie. Oh hi, you don't own anybody. So that's
No. I'm not saying I own her. But the reason why my guy can't get with her is because what if they now marry? I'll now be coming to your yard and I'll be seeing.
What if you get married?
And you don't have to go to yard now. Nobody said you have to link in yard. They can link out. You can link outside the yard. Like you can't stop people from loving each other. Like, they're truly just meant for
this,
each other.
He's saying this to guard his ego. Just allow, like free the babe. Like she's not yours.
She will still move on.
Okay, you guys.
He doesn't want to argue.
Sorry. So babe, free the babe, Sha. If you're
I'm not saying any guy can, but you said bro code. To me,
okay,
like,
true for your bros only.
No. I'm not saying she can't date someone else. I don't care about that. But I'm just saying bro.
Okay, so who do you categorize as your bro? Like, are these like your because boys have like large circles of friends. Right? It's like you guys can be like 10, but only three of them are local.
They'll have drink only three friends. Of them are local. They have close PS5 friends. Like, you have basketball friends.
You have for boys, it's always like things. It's always hard to tell. But for girls, you always know who their girls are.
You know, I think for Oaks and I, ours is basically because we're almost like family. I can't even remember. I saw one picture of us in our Jacob shorts and our.
Oh my god.
Yeah, one of those kind of relationships where even if we don't yarn for 2 years, 1 year, you come.
I don't know about that too.
It's possible.
Guy, imagine me not yarning for 2 years.
But if you don't yarn me for 2 years, it won't be beef now. Like, we're just probably.
But then,
like, when I was in school, like, I feel like when I was in school and Toby was in school, we're yarning like how we're yarning. You understand? But now that we're back in Lagos, we're now yarning almost every day.
So, oh my god, that must be so cool. Derry, are you okay? I just think it's so cute that they're talking about. Oh my god, we're like family.
But it's especially because we have a lot in common when we're in Lagos. You feel me? Like he's doing similar things that I'm interested in. We both dress the same. We attract the same kind of people and stuff like that. So when you start thinking alike, you're officially bros. You feel me?
Fair. Okay, I have a question because. This comes back to like the point I was making before, like when Pamela and I spoke about us, like who we allow. My second type of person that I was like, oh, I will allow her, like, you know, enjoy herself with is like if it was someone I really enjoy myself with and I need her to enjoy too, I'm like, you can go and test. You can go and test.
So if I don't want to experience,
I have to enjoy it too.
You know, funny enough, like to me, I have one story.
You have to yarn. Now that you have
theory, you have to yarn.
You have to.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Yeah. Both of you.
Okay. Let's just talk on a wider spectrum. Okay, let's just talk on life. So like, like I said, there's definitely babies that like, if like she's gotten one of like somebody and the other person like, oh boy, that baby's bad, dude. Follow her. You understand?
Okay, that was kind of what I was thinking. Like, do you have like girls where you're like telling your bros like I can't lie?
I'm a bit stingy though, because like the particular guy in question that Darren can't get with is actually probably the best guy I've been with.
But do you know why? So, do you know why you're lucky like, that I can't vex for that? Because I'm literally not attracted to him. Like, that's your spec. That's literally not my spec.
Okay, that's
so I literally couldn't even vex that you're being greedy. But sometimes some girls will be holding on to one guy being so greedy, like, bro,
guy, and that guy
belongs to you. Like, relax.
He belongs to the street.
Street. Shout out Streets, bro.
Allow me.
Streets are rugged.
I also, that's kind of why I feel like this life actually share. Like, you know, like just be kind because these streets are hard. Like, everybody wants to be happy now. So I don't understand all this. You can't.
You're like really wild. Even like to be like. To be honest, I'm definitely not like when you guys
are
like, we're learning. You're a wild.
As in how?
You're wild now. No, like, I'm a soft lad. As soon as.
Yeah, same. Like,
I just feel so bad. I want to run away, man. I can't do.
Yeah.
Nigerian babes are tough, fool.
Wait, the truth is, you guys just lied. The both of you just lied. You guys want to calm and everything on this podcast because you know people are listening, right? But we literally don't give a fuck. That's why you said you have not reached that level. You probably have, and you're probably worse. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe that you guys are soft like that. Please.
carry on.
So are you guys trying to say like you, both of you now, like Toby and Ohai, like you guys haven't gotten the same girl
never in my oaks. Call me oaks. What do you say?
Maybe by chance.
Wait, what's the question?
No. The question is, have you or have you not?
Have you not gotten the same babe? To the best of my,
I don't think we have yet.
Yeah,
I don't think
yet.
Yeah,
but how would you know? Okay, so when you get with someone, do you guys yarn each other?
I mean, like, if we yarn, see, if we're seeing somebody, so for instance, yeah, we have this thing. When Ohio is nervous and he's trying to get into a baby, he'll come to me. I'll be like, Baba, you got this. That's more so I know who is yarning.
Okay, fair.
So, like, we definitely talk about, like, that kind of shit, like, quite
everybody needs a personal gas man, hype man. And you tell your gas man and hype man everything. You feel
everything now, yeah. So like you won't get behind the same babe or some wedge.
Yeah,
you know,
first.
The job now is gonna put your needs into prayer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god. Not prayer.
Guys, you guys pray now. God help my boy to activate this code.
Are you seeing that baby little?
Brr, nigga, why do you think we're recording at 10 a.m, bro?
Oh my god! This is so bad. Not to high booking appointments after not recording at
in the morning.
No. I said we're recording in the morning because we're busy.
Okay, so that's why you said you went free later in the evening.
Yeah, like it's okay. When I say busy.
I didn't know, man. I just thought, even Derek was there asking, oh, do they have work?
Not knowing the serious people were talking to here.
You share for your guy. I have
a 9-to-5 job.
Pity, relax.
Do you actually?
I mean, you know what I realized? I don't want to talk about anything we work on this podcast. Like, I don't. Like, I'm.
Yeah, it's work is bad, man.
It's bad, bro.
Okay, let's forget Ohai and Toby now. Because I know you guys have other bros, like, you know, other friends. Mm. So you've never gone behind another friend's back or even just, like, linked another girl that your guy has gotten with and just not yarned. Like, you just kept it to your heart, like, on a low-key thing quietly. You and that babe are so silent about it.
Derek, I make it clear now.
Yo, like, I feel weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can you go and look at somebody after you did and expect to be on that same level? Do you get? I always think guys are simple. Let's be honest.
I don't know any simple
are they really?
Yeah, guys have one prime.
Listen.
Guys have one
man.
Is to do the job. You feel me? And every is that. So if I desperately, which I don't, I desperately need to see one babe or whatever, Oaks are doing is that Oaks will be understanding. As long as it's not that kind of babe, you feel me? You'll be like, Baba, go for it.
Go for it, man.
Whereas I always think this might sound like some kind of babe. I always think like babes are more combative between themselves. Whereas guys forward. If we want
facts.
In a way, I kind of believe that.
No, honestly, Toby's journey fast because, like, for me, if I go with one of my guys, I won't say I won't get with my guy's girlfriend, you understand? But, like, if I go with one of my guys, babe, I don't know what you, I don't know how to put, I don't want to say anything, you understand? I'll yank the guy straight up because they know we, like, won't talk about it. They know, for me, Sean, because you know, this, like, how serious the relationship is. Like, if this is my guy's ex, like, if Toby's ex, I don't think, oh, my brother's ex or my friend's ex. I don't think I ever go for my friend's ex. But, like, what's a babe that the guy was with? I think it's fair game. Like you said, nobody owns anybody. That's fact.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't believe what he just said about babes, though, because I genuinely believe as girls, like, we have the power. We can get whoever we want. Like, think about it. Like, boys are, like, if boys are desperately
no, that, that's what Tobi's saying, though. That's not what Tobi's saying. What Tobi's saying is that girls will definitely hold on to guys.
Yeah. Girls...
Yeah,
it's proven, like not proven.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe because I don't have stingy friends.
Guys, I'm telling you, do you know I agree with you because there's some babes that want to get with you, but they'll be like, my friend will be happy.
That's true. Okay, fair. That happens, but that's also because girls probably value girl code more than boys value bro code.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's actually what it is because there's a reason why her friend won't be happy. Like. Yes. What if her friend liked the guy? Like, yeah, no, very possible.
It's a special situation, man.
Because you can be getting with someone, the person is not your boyfriend or girlfriend, but you just do have like strong feelings for the person, and well, like you really want your friends to get with that person.
Do you guys feel girls get more attached to like their whatever partner they're with than guys? Because I think that's
this is a perfect question in this podcast because me and Pamela are totally different. I don't get, sorry, but it doesn't happen to me. Like, I don't really, like, I can literally detach so quickly. Like, it doesn't really happen to me.
Yeah, Jerry is more detached than I am.
It's not like I'm cold. I think it's because I'm a Sagittarius. Like, it's just my emotions, I don't wear them on my sleeve. Like, it's really hard.
Shout out to the stars.
Don't kill me.
Yeah, I'm definitely more. And the thing is that sometimes it actually doesn't even make sense. Like, I'll be sitting there and thinking, what, like, why?
Bruh, you don't even know this guy. Like,
what the hell? You know. Guy, I don't like
you. I always wish that I could like this. I'm wearing, like, my hat in my head for, like, 1 week. Like,
bruh, let's exchange for a while. Just for 1 week. It don't be making sense. It don't be. But for me, it's also, like, time frame. Like,
strong your heart, man. That was fun.
Guy, I have the strongest. I've been practicing though, so at least we're getting somewhere.
Especially because December is coming up.
No, forget. Forget about it. I'm ready, please.
So if you go with your friend's ex, like, will it make you a bad person if you literally just don't yarn? Like, you just do it on a sneaky peek quietly.
Yeah. I've said it and I will say it again. I can't get with my close guy's ex because, again,
okay, it doesn't have to be your close guy.
But what if he's hooking you? Like, what if you guys
if you're not my close guy, then we're not guys. You're not my close guy. Like, bro,
think about the dynamic of your relationship. If you guys now want to go out or start. If you want to go out and stuff like that, you're always going to have it in the back of your mind that the guy can't trust him. I have to hold this babe I'm bringing in back.
No, you see, you didn't understand my question. It's not about going out, doing dates. It's literally like, you just know you need this babe. Maybe just one time. And that babe...
Just silently,
quickly.
There are millions of babes.
Like, bro, yeah. There's so many babes. Like, why are you doing that? I don't know.
That's what you're lying, but I'm sure when push comes to shove. Yo,
are you doing the pushing or the shoving? Like,
I'm just saying, maybe you guys have never been in the position where this can happen. Yeah. So maybe you're just giving like a perfect answer. Because I mean, obviously, nobody willingly gets with their friend's ex, like their close friends.
I'm not trying to put books or myself out. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not guys. Mm-hmm. So because of that, there are options, not options in that kind of way, but like you don't have to be
sorry, like, NSG option.
Guy options.
You don't have to die on that one, babe. Because
to be thanks to hype me up, bro. I feel that
because of this, that. It doesn't make sense now.
It doesn't make sense, man. I'll subscribe.
Fizz. I mean, yeah,
no. I think that's the same for me. Like, my heart can't take it.
I feel like you do.
No. Let me tell you, I actually can't, because I'm so bad at keeping stuff to myself. Trust me. Like, it will happen, and then literally, maybe like a few days, I will just crumble and yarn. Yeah, that's the type of person.
I feel like if I'm not in a position where I have to yarn, then you don't have to know. But.
Try.
But like,
Jesus.
No,
daring.
Are you sure Dave is not hiding something from you?
No, let me explain this story, because Camera even knows what I'm talking about, so relax. Like, these are my close friends. Like, I obviously have my close friends that I consider like my best friends, right? But I had this friend who, like, I would say we were friendly, like, you know.
Yeah, you guys were no friends.
But wait, okay, but like, you have to hang out. You know, if you hang out with someone one-on-one, you can consider yourself as friends, right? Like, we used to hang out. We were okay or whatever. But in my defense, that her ex was like an ex of like a year ago. And me and her friendship was like it was deteriorating at that point. We weren't like close as we used to be again. And the guy was needing me and I was needing him. So we just did it quietly till today. Nobody knows. So I don't think I hurt anybody. Like, you know, like me and her, we're not even guys anymore. Yeah, like, we don't talk.
There's no.
Yeah, I can't lie. That one is a lie.
Very, like you said, because, very, like, you guys are not even guys. No. I beg. Sorry to cutting, but like you said, needing. And you actually, you're never needing anything. You're one. Bro, I don't know.
But let me ask.
In as much as I get what you mean, they're just
no. But Cameron, deep is thinking about it. Like, the consequence of what I did was not the outcome wasn't worth it. Like, after all the drama and all, like, it actually wasn't worth
Yo.
It. Like, I should have just managed have my done business without that. Beginning and stayed in my place, because I actually I can't go back there. Like, I did not need it like that.
God,
so it was wasted efforts at the end of the day. Yeah.
I was gonna-
Yeah, to be yes,
to that wedding story. Right?
To be what you saying. Say.
There's sometimes when guys need, you just forget you and free you. I remember, Oaks, we have to ask you, how to ask.
To be.
Please, to be yeah.
To be Coco, there. Yes. So basically, this you only Christmas, got I had a driver.
Ah, God.
To be for 1 month and all of that. Oaks, so if. Oaks. Also anyway, a free ride.
You know, to
like,
be both
people, I'm about to be spoiling
the story, Sha.
Oh, hi, let him speak. Ah.
Oh, my God, can't you be talk?
No. Yeah, I was thinking we're going as two groups. Just go out there and explore. That's what we got to have fun. We're going to have a good time. Little did I know, after I got there, Oak saw this babe and needed her.
Yeah.
They were my ones. Just.
Try.
Harsh.
Okay, let me give you guys the vibes. I remember I remember the day, Sha, but it was a wedding, and like, we were like, okay, are we going? Like, yes. Let's go. I mean, I was going to go by myself. So it was like, let's pull up together. That's what happened.
Oh.
So I now went back home. So we now picked me up. When I went, so we was telling me about this particular babe. So we was telling me about this babe. So we was telling me about this babe, bro. And bro, the babe was bad. Bro. And so I was like, oh, yeah, man, I want to get there. Everybody do vibe. Because me, I had plans. I'm not going to pretend like I didn't have plans. I mean, and I thought, okay, this is a situation of like everybody will go on their own. And as I got there, I was like, okay, bro, we'll see later. Aww, like, you know, vibes, okay. Like, and that was bad. It was like, man, you just keep saying this thing. It's actually hurting.
Yeah, to
like,
be oh, hi, sorry.
I'm like,
you
did that.
Oh my God.
I'm not sorry, bro. I had a good time, bro. Like,
sorry. I don't think that's ever happened. Have I ditched doing for you guys?
I think I've almost ditched you though. And...
When was this? Oh my God, what am I saying? Darren has ditched me. Oh my God, you guys. Darren has ditched me badly. So Darren was meant to come.
No,
she was in London.
No.
Let's come back.
This is not a proper story.
No. Okay. Can I land?
Okay.
Can I land? So she said she was going to get back to Bristol at 3. Mind you, I haven't seen Darren. I don't even know for how long. Maybe just like the weekend. But we're used to seeing each other every time. So I was like, cool, excited she's getting back at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. comes, 4 p.m. comes, 5 p.m. comes. Darren, where are you now? Only to find out Darren was actually in Bristol, but she stopped at this guy's yard to do something light.
No, that's just not, he wasn't feeling well. I just want to check on him.
Jerry is our judge.
What about me? I wasn't feeling well too.
So it just made sense to stop first before I came.
Definitely like a boss in the game.
And the worst part was she didn't say any. She could have even lied and said, "Oh, sorry, my train got delayed." She just didn't yarn. I was the one that had to call her. Like,
Hello.
Oh my gosh. Legit.
She's not as bad.
It was an honest mistake and it wouldn't happen again. So I apologize.
If you like, let it happen.
It wasn't even
worth it. For your pocket.
All type of things. See why I say don't break codes? Because it wasn't worth it at the end of the day for that stupid guy. Anyways.
Can you imagine the ordinary guy?
Very good.
Not necessarily, but I mean, okay.
Question. Cool. Have you guys ever been in a situation where your babe or your friend or your guy wants to talk to one babe, but there's a babe next to her that nobody
as in how
a wing woman? So, okay. Let me hear you guys. This pee. Let me expose Toby. So Toby was yelling, "Oh, I want to meet this girl. I was like, "Okay, no, yeah, man, now." I knew someone I knew, so I was going to like plug him. So we now went out, and luckily for us, we now met the babe.
Yeah.
But she was with her friend, and Toby was now feeling this friend so badly.
Yeah, but, like, that's so hard. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you already.
Wait, but did the babe know you were coming for her? Like,
nah, man, you know.
If she didn't know that,
if she didn't know,
she can never know who you wanted from the beginning. Know, like,
the other babe was friends with my ex or one of my.
This web is messy already.
Once I realized, I think I went back to the right one.
You know what your problem was in this situation? Right. You had too many options. Yeah,
you can't focus.
You actually could not focus. Because
you need to focus.
You, like, saw the first babe first and you didn't see the second one, you wouldn't have known you did the second one. Like, it was actually just longer.
But your eyes were wondering.
But, like, have you ever been in that? You have the wing woman, your friend. So, like, your the guy your friend is occupied. Or with his own friend or whatever.
That's never happened. But let me actually say one quick story. There was one time that we went one club in Bristol, and like things that I think I'm like a natural flirt. Like, I don't think I know when I'm flirting, but like Pamela can always tell me that I'm flirting, and I'm like, I wasn't trying to do that. But anyways, so we went to this club, and this guy who like Pamela had met him, but I'd never met him before, was being like really friendly to us because they let us into the club for free and stuff or whatever. Cool, because he was having his event. So I really thought he's feeling Pamilary now. So I was trying to talk to him in the smoking area, trying to get him on like Pamilary or whatever. This is and that. Cool. Only for, let's say, a couple of weeks to go down, it ended up being me, like, instead. Like, you know, like, it happens like that sometimes.
I'm so confused. Which guy are you talking about?
You know, I cannot say his name here, but...
Is it the one that when I went to pick up something... Fez.
Oh my gosh. But like in that situation, I wholeheartedly went to go and be yanning him on the PR for Pamilary.
Guy, but nobody asked you that because I was never looking at him.
But I just thought you guys were vibing, like it looked like it was gonna work. Like
guy, this is the first time hearing because that same night. You went to yarn for which me, and
guy,
that one worked.
The other
out.
Guy was yarning at the door was for me. The fuck?
I'm talking about baby.
Right.
Is it getting confused?
How many guys? Maybe
it's not yet. Maybe it's not
tonight. PC, we have our game, bro. What are your
nobody
guys? You guys are. What are your?
What are our words?
Heck. Y'all are clearly, you're clearly on road.
My time. Your guy type. Vibes, I guess.
If you have a five foot two guy with straight
Hallelujah. Back. Hallelujah.
Eh? Sorry. I'm 5'5" now. How can it be 5'2"?
I can't like get this thing. This is not
good. What the guy has bad vibes.
We're not looking for any type. That's how people not come on the message. No. It's not about that.
Guy, please. Oh.
Okay, I have a question. I actually have like a question. If let's say like Tobey, let's say Ohai fucked up now with a babe he was seeing or whatever, and that baby's pissed off, like, will you ever ask his bro go and like meeting that girl like to beg on his behalf?
It depends on what Oaks did. Like, if it's a P of like on me, but I don't want to hear if it's like so unredeemable. Myself, I might just have to feel okay. But
yeah.
Yeah.
No, not like that. You know, no, it doesn't have like, to be deep like that.
My
like,
guy like abuses the babe, bro. I'm
going yeah, to... like what if you cheated or you like lied? You
like, like cheating. I do my best to get into my friend's relationship. Like, bro, deal with your wahala by yourself.
I was saying, like if it's something why, like me, I just want to be friends with everybody. Go ahead, me. I don't want to have to take sides and all of that. It's dynamic. So one of my friends, he's in and out of relationships and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then when they bring me and their problems, it's each every themselves. You feel me? Like I wouldn't say you're right, I'll say you're wrong. I'll just nod my head and move on.
That's the difference between boys and girls, man. Because if Darren should, like, let's say Darren has a guy now, and she's telling me, like, let's say they're having an argument or whatever. And she's explaining what happened. I'll definitely put my two cents inside. Like, what's my guy?
No, you didn't ask me. You didn't say whether I'll give a comment. Like, I'll definitely give a comment to my
true.
Guy.
Like, I actually can't imagine going to
I actually can't, like, someone.
But, like, guy, that's so embarrassing.
Like, come on. I don't know. But it's different, dude. Like,
okay, true. Then that's different.
Me and babe already guys on time, you understand? But like if I know the babe to the guy, what's my business with her? I'll be sad.
I feel like he's a bit shameless because this has happened to me, and there was no reason for the friend to come and meet me. You knew your friend fucked up. As a matter of fact, you were there when your friend fucked up. So why did you come and meet me? It's shameless.
I've definitely experienced it before, sure. I know, like a babe texting me, like a friend texting me. Like, so weird.
Well, I've kind of exhausted my questions, guys, but I've really enjoyed having you guys here.
It's been so
I think it's
fun,
good because the people are going to get to see that you people are not just about politics and economy and whatever, like, you know, you guys have a fun side.
This is a more relaxed side to you guys.
Oh,
OMG.
To be
Ohai,
likes,
of you, the way you said it.
Yeah. Ohai, he is the baddest boy. I always say, if you're looking one time,
for MD, forget it.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Shout out my man.
But yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you for tuning
see
in.
You in the next episode. Thank you. Bye.
Later.
Bye.